good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad to have you with us on this beautiful sunny Saturday morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. It's good to have you back. Thanks. I hardly recognize you. It's been so long.
Yeah. I brought back some warm weather from Alabama, so I'm sure everyone's enjoying that. Take credit for that, I guess.
All right. Way to go.
We want to welcome you to our program. We have a very good guest for you this morning. Jessica Netfell is here. She has a business called Kingdom Cuts. It's a Christian-based hair salon, barbershop. We're going to hear about it. It just opened up in February, and she's a very exciting young lady who's got a great dream, and we're going to hear all about how she's going to succeed with her new business. So before we get to that, though, we want to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter here in Appleton. We have a SCORE chapter at the Fox Cities Chamber Building. We have about 55 mentors now. We're up to about 55. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. SCORE is a national organization established in 1964 for the purpose of helping entrepreneurs succeed, and SCORE is for the life of your business. If you're in business or if you're thinking of starting a new business and you have a question, you'd like some assistance, maybe some ideas or some guidance, give SCORE a call at 734-7101 at the Chamber office, 734-7101. Or you can visit us at our website at foxcities.score.org. Learn all about our chapter. And if you're interested in asking for mentoring assistance, you can fill out the application right on the website, hit the submit button, and usually within a few days, a mentor will be contacting you to set up your first appointment. So we encourage you to consider SCORE for the life of your business. In addition to the mentoring, SCORE puts on a number of workshops and seminars throughout the year. Randy, tell us what's coming up, and tell us about the last one that we just finished in Fond du Lac.
Okay, yeah, we just did a program on social media down in Fond du Lac. It was held at the Moraine Park Technical College there and was very well received, about 2.5 hours on how to set up social media, how to use it for your business. And as I said, it was well received down there. It looks like we're probably going to look at scheduling some more down there. They haven't been put on paper just yet, but we're looking at probably doing a series on social media down in the Fond du Lac area.
It's a big topic.
Yeah, everybody's interested in it, and we have some very, very top-notch experts that we would be able to have do that. So looking at it, not just the basics, you know, this is LinkedIn, this is, you know, that type of thing, but how do I actually put together a campaign, marketing plan, and so on, and how to look at the return on my time and my investment in this kind of a program. So
folks could keep an eye on the website, foxcities.score.org, to learn more about
that. Right. We'll pop that in there as far as our local programming. The other thing you're going to see on there very, very shortly is we are going to be doing the Simple Steps program. For those of you who aren't familiar, Simple Steps is a 5-class program. It covers everything from the basics of I want to start my business and all the way straight through. Each particular week has special programs on it. The first program is going to be on May 20th coming up, and that'll be held at the Copper Rock. That's the only one that's in the morning, and that'll run from
Copper Rock downtown.
It'll run from 8:30 in the morning until 12:30. Includes breakfast and lunch, and it's basics. What's it all about to start a business? Then each Wednesday evening after that, from 6 until 9, we'll hold additional classes at the SCORE office at the Fox Cities Chamber. And those will be from 6 until 9. That'll be the 27th, June 3rd, June 10th, June 17th, and June 24th. The next one will be on, again, the things I have to do to set up my business. The third session is on marketing, includes a lot of things on social media, as well as various types of marketing programs and plans. The fourth session is on financials. How do I put together my financial plans? What do I need as far as cash flow, as far as profit and loss, all of those type of things.
Understanding the balance sheet, the income statement, the statement of cash flow.
And we provide you with a CD that has all of those statements on it. And so you can relate them to what you need to know and how you need to report out your business.
Mary Lou does a case study in that class, so very helpful.
And then the final piece, of course, is one that you're involved in, and that's one that everybody gets excited about, and that is, where do I find the money? Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to know, how do I get the cash that I need to put my business together? And we talk a lot about the traditional forms of lending, banking, and that type of thing, but also some of the non-traditional forms, including things like crowdfunding, mm-hmm. or angel investors, that type of thing. So it's a great series. Each one of the classes is $25. And again, go on out to the website, and that's foxcities.score.org on local programs, and we'll have all of the registration information for you right there.
Yep, all the summaries are there, so you can review that. And as Randy said, you can attend all five, or you can attend any one you'd like to attend. It's basically designed for startup businesses, but we've had a lot of folks who are in business attend the program because the fundamentals never change, and it's always good to revisit those fundamentals. Well, we encourage you to go to our foxcities.score.org website, learn more about our chapter, and maybe we can help you with your business, because SCORE is for the life of your business. We also want to say thank you to our sponsors this morning, the folks who help bring this show to you each Saturday morning. We appreciate their support. They are Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs, Epiphany Law, Bank First National, also eBiz Results in Oshkosh. They built and maintain our website for the show at biztalkwithscore.com, biztalkwithscore.com. If you'd like to go out to the biztalkwithscore.com website, you can listen to archived radio programs going back about 4 years now. And we also want to say thank you to Jerry Mader and his associate, I can't think of his name now.
The other
He's
Jerry.
He's going to kill me.
The other Jerry.
Yeah, the Jerry Mader and...
Jerry Desch.
The editor guy. He's a good guy, too. Anyway, the Jerry, business news...
That's Jerry Desch is who you're...
Larry Desch
Larry
and
Desch,
Jerry Mader.
Yeah,
you, together we got it.
Okay.
Jerry Mader and Larry Desch, the business news. They publish a great newsworthy newspaper every 2 weeks. They've been doing it for a number of years. If you're not subscribed to the business news, you really should be. For $20 a year, you can get a very meaningful newspaper every 2 weeks that'll keep you abreast of what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin, full of opportunities for your business and some great stories in it. With that, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Biz Talk and the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Albertson Hailing CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
As a business owner, you're not afraid to get your hands dirty, to roll up your sleeves and get to work. Your success is built by the sweat of your brow. And if small business is the backbone of America, isn't it about time someone had your back? At Fox Communities Credit Union, we believe our community's business owners deserve more than just a line of credit and a low rate. You deserve a business lender who listens and financial services that support your dream. That's why at Fox you'll find a full line of business services, from great rates on business loans to affordable savings, checking, and merchant accounts to direct deposit and automatic payments. We're committed to supporting our community's businesses for the long haul. Because at Fox, we believe you deserve a financial partner who's got your back. Fox Communities Credit Union. Talk to us. We're listening. Fox Communities Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. To learn how Fox can serve you and your business, stop in or visit foxcu.org today.
And welcome back to Biz Talk on this beautiful, beautiful sunny Saturday morning. I hope you get a chance to get outside and enjoy some of the weather. As Vicki was saying earlier, it's going to dip again next week.
Right. I've been cleaning off the golf clubs. Driving ranges are open, and I'm ready to go.
I even saw some motorcycles out riding yesterday and people pulling their boats, and they're getting ready for spring. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a great show for you this morning. Our guest is Jessica Netfell. Jessica is the proud owner of a newly opened business called Kingdom Cuts out near the Fox River Mall. I believe it's next to Vandy Walls Candy in the old Uffenbeck Jewelry Building. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Thanks for being our guest this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and about your business.
Okay. Well, I'm a mother of three girls. I've been doing hair for about 8 years. And my business is a kids salon. I mean, well, it's a family salon, but it's catering to kids. It's a Christian-based kids salon, and I offer things, everything from a first haircut certificate to birthday parties to mini manis, mani pedis, anything you can think of.
You polish nails and...
Polish nails, yep. Anything kids.
Okay.
I had two daughters and six granddaughters, and they all like to polish their nails, mm-hmm. put on lipstick, and pretty themselves up.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah. Now you said you've been in this kind of work for how long?
In the hair industry for about 8 years. Mm-hmm. Specifically catering to kids for about 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
Where are you located, Jessica? Where's your shop located?
Yep. Right next door to Vandewall's Candies, across the street from Eklund's in the old Uffenbeck
yep.
jewelry building.
Yep.
So right in the entrance to the mall.
Correct.
Do you have a phone number and an email address? And you said you're on Facebook as well?
Yep. Yep. My phone number is 920-574-4192. My email address is Kingdom Cuts, and Cuts is with a K, wi@gmail.com. My website is www.kingdomcuts, again, Cuts is with a K, wi.com. And I believe my Facebook is www.facebook.com/kingdomcutswisalon.com.
Okay, and if someone is looking to come in for a reservation, can they do that right on the website?
Yep. You can book online on my Facebook or my website, or you can feel free to call, and I also take walk-ins. So.
Great. Okay.
Well, that's great. What prompted you to start your business?
That's
a very, very good story. I think you ought to share that. A lot of people are going through that same thought process.
Yeah. I wanted to... I think, well, be my own boss, but I have three girls, as I said, ranging from 12 to 2, and they're the most important thing in my life, and so I wanted to be able to kind of work for myself so I could be there for them on holidays, or if they were sick, that I didn't have to worry about, you know, upsetting the boss. Because mm-hmm. I had to take off another day because my kids were sick.
You're the boss.
Yes, I'm the boss.
Well, it's a great reason. And there's support at home, too. Your husband and, mm-hmm. I mean, it's all in. And a lot of folks who start a business, they have to have that family support.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. How do you do the marketing?
I market as much as I can through Facebook. Facebook's mm-hmm. Probably my biggest tool. I'm on there frequently. Letting them know different things that I offer, different services, posting pictures of people who've been in and received services. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Go Valley Kids.
I'm not.
They are an excellent service to utilize. I'm not entirely sure how it exactly works, but everything that pertains to a kid is on their website or they know about, and they let the public know, you know, what's out there. So that's another big
okay.
thing. Mm-hmm.
Get good exposure that way.
Yes.
We're going to take our first quick break right here, Jessica. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to learn more about Jessica's business. We invite you to stay tuned, and we'll put out the phone number so you can call in and ask some questions. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox City, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Give me a hit with hair. Long, beautiful hair. Shining,
right?
Gleaming, streaming, flaxing, waxing. Give me down to there.
Hair.
Shoulder length longer.
Hair.
Here, baby, there, mama. Everywhere, daddy,
hair.
Thanks, Vicki. That's really great. You're really great with the music. I love it. We're here this morning with Jessica Netville. Jessica is the proud owner of Kingdom Cuts. It's a newly opened hair salon in the Fox River Mall area, right next to Vandewell's Candy. It's in the old Uffenbeck building.
Correct.
Yep. And Jessica was telling us about how she started her business in the first segment. But we'd like to know, Jessica, how did you arrive at the name? It's whenever people name a business, it's always an interesting story. Share that with us.
Yeah, it's personal, I guess. I'm a Christian, and God and His kingdom is important to me. And so I decided to name it Kingdom Cuts based off of God's kingdom. And it's kind of a dual play on words, too, because every little girl and boy, you know, wants to come in and be a prince or a princess and or a brave knight. And so they get the royal treatment at Kingdom Cuts in the kingdom.
Okay, that works out.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a great theme. What are the ages of your kids coming in right now? And that's probably going to change as your business ages a little bit. But what are you seeing right now?
Right now, I'm trying to think. The youngest, maybe 18 months I've had
Wow.
so far.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I've had all the way up to probably 12.
Okay. When the kids come to your shop there, what are the different things that, you know, they can experience? You mentioned, you know, you do parties and so on, but how is the shop set up especially for them?
I have a cute little car for the little people to sit in, and I have a TV with where I offer Netflix so they can, whatever cartoon that they want to watch, they can watch, helps them focus mm-hmm. as I'm, you know, styling their hair, cutting their hair. I also offer suckers. They tend to like that. For their siblings waiting, if there are siblings waiting, I have toys for them to play with and okay. coloring books and crayons.
And you mentioned birthday parties that you do?
Correct. I do birthday parties, and that kind of involves an updo, makeup, polish.
Excuse me. You have to bear with me. What is an updo?
Like you, when girls go to...
Opposite of let down. Updo.
Okay. I had boys. I have no idea.
I don't either.
Curls. Like curling your hair, pinning it up, where you see girls going to prom, you know.
Okay. All right. The real fancy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Updo must be short for up hairdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
One of the other things that you said you do is for the first haircut. You have a special program for that.
Yeah, for our first haircut, I offer a first haircut certificate. And it's just a really cute certificate that I put a picture on, the name and the date. And then I take a lock of hair mm-hmm. and I tie it in a ribbon right on the certificate. It's pretty cute.
Long-term memory.
Before we forget, we'll give out the phone number. And if someone has a question and they'd like to ask Jessica more about her business, Kingdom Cuts, or where it's located, or what she does, you can reach us at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, call us at 866-887-1150.
All righty. Okay, well, now, Jessica, you've just started. I understand you worked with CAP Services.
Correct.
How did they help you? What did they do for you?
Well, I worked with Kitty Johnson, and she helped me with getting a business plan in place, directing me on, you know, what I needed to put where in the business plan, and helped me with funding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was so much involved. I don't know. It's almost overwhelming. It was overwhelming. But she really did help me with a lot. Helped me with ideas for marketing. She and I continue to communicate, and she continues to help me with different ideas that she might have. She, you know, when we were looking at a space for my mm-hmm. for my salon, mm-hmm. she was actively helping me look for spaces, and she'd mm-hmm. come out and view them. And I mean, there's a lot entailed to it, and that's just some of it.
And Kitty, you mentioned, or Jessica, you mentioned that you do kids' cuts, but you also do adults, right?
Correct, yep. Ladies
and men?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, I mean, it's more like a family salon, I guess.
Okay.
I label it as a kid's salon, but it's a family salon. I do adults, colors, cuts, you know.
Styling, whatever.
Styling, yeah. Adult manicure, adult pedicures.
Pedicures too?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yep. Yeah, I don't have the, you know, nice pedicure chairs that you see in the businesses in Walmart, but I have a pedicure bowl with jets and stuff. And
so basically a family, a mom and dad with a little boy and a little girl could come out to your salon and they could all get a haircut.
Yes, they could. Yep.
And they could have fun doing it.
Yes, yes.
And the kids will watch TV and dad reads a sports magazine. And
yeah. I also offer make-your-owns. Make-your-owns. I have little girls can come in and make their own lip gloss.
Okay.
And little boys can make their own Mad Lab bath gel.
I see Randy has got the same expression on his eyes I do. I'm glazed up, make your owns and updos and all new terms to us.
Yeah. Well, I have a 3-year-old granddaughter, so I'm trying to learn some of these.
Right. We have to learn.
Because she's 3 going on 16, so I have to catch up with that. So.
Well, maybe we could take our granddaughters out to Kingdom Cuts for a little haircut.
Definitely.
That makes sense.
That'd be kind of cool. Where are you located again?
Right next to Uffenbeck's, right next to Vandewalls in the old Uffenbeck's.
In the old, and there's a plastic surgeon in the...
Yep, there's a plastic surgeon on half the building, and then the other half, it's actually the half that I'm in is labeled Red Salon Suites.
Okay.
But I'm within there.
Right across from Eklund, you said.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, that's a great location, a great visibility for you. In terms of... doing your, we talked a little bit about marketing, marketing a little earlier. Mm-hmm. You're on Facebook. You're an active Facebook user. People can schedule on Facebook.
Yep, correct.
And they can also learn all about what you do. You've got pictures out there.
Yep, I have pictures. I believe in, like on Facebook, you know, they have the about me and I list like what I do, what I'm about. I think I might go into a little bit more detail on my website, but my website is linked to my Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And what are your hours, Jessica? You're open certain hours every day. Can you summarize that? That's out on your Facebook too, right?
That's on my Facebook and my website, yep. So Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, I am open from 9 to 7. Wednesdays and Sundays, I'm closed. Fridays is 9 to 5, and Saturdays are 8 until 3.
Okay.
When you were, we talked a little bit about how you got putting things together with CAP Services and so on. When you look at starting a business like this, what would you say was probably the most difficult thing you had to face as you were starting this?
The most difficult. I think the biggest challenge, but next to financials, or I guess it has to do with the financial aspect, was finding a building. Now, I don't know if it applies to all businesses or just salons because we work with chemicals.
Yeah.
Finding a building that is salon ready is the best. Mm-hmm. But if you don't find what's salon ready, to make it salon ready is super costly. So that would be the biggest challenge that I ran into.
So go out there, find something that meets the necessary regs and requirements to be ready for you.
Yes.
Okay. You had help doing that, or did you people from CAP help you find that, you said?
Find the correct building, yeah. Yep. My original, my picture of what I was going to do was going to be a big-scale salon, but I had to scale it down, like I said, because of the cost involved in making something salon
start
ready.
Small and grow it.
Yes, correct. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Well, we have a caller on the line this morning, Jessica. Good morning, Judy. You have a question for Jessica.
I do. It's a two-part question. Okay, first of all, do you offer gift certificates? And can you describe a hair party?
Sure. I do offer gift certificates. And by hair party, you mean the birthday parties that I offer?
Right, yes.
Yep, so it's for usually 6 girls, that includes the birthday girl, and they come in and I do updos on them, make them feel like little princesses. Depending on the package, I offer a polish. Some packages offer a polish and a pedicure. Some of the packages offer that they get to go home with a tiara. I also have a karaoke machine where they can sing karaoke. I have a table set up for to eat birthday cake there. And any like other details that I might be forgetting are listed on my website, which is www.kingdomcutswi.com, and that lists all the different types of birthday parties and what they all entail. I hope that helps you.
Oh, it has. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you for the call, Judy. That party does sound like fun. It really does sound
fun. They're fun for me, too. I mean... Yeah.
Well, you have three daughters.
Yeah.
And you write it, you live it. You work it, you live it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
We were talking, too, off the air a little bit. You said you have some special programs and promotions coming up, especially at the open house.
Yep. There's going to be an open house... I believe it was at May 13th from 6 to 8. The plastic surgeon, forgive me, I don't remember his name, but I think it's Parfait, or I might not even be saying it correctly.
He's in the same building.
He's in the same building. Yeah. He's on the other half, and we are doing an open house with him where we're going to offer, some of the girls are offering free services or coupons. I believe there's one girl that's doing free eyebrow waxing. I'm doing free braids and twists with color streaks.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you said that was May 13th?
From 6 to 8.
From 6 to 8 at your salon.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good.
Jessica, do you know anybody else who's doing the kind of party service you're doing, you're offering to young girls, little girls?
I believe there's one other.
You don't have to name them, but it sounds pretty unique to me.
Yeah, I believe there's only one other place.
Yeah, and you just got that passion sitting here watching you. You love doing it. You love to have six little girls come in and make princesses out of them.
Yeah.
And have a birthday party.
Yeah, it's fun.
What a memory for the kids.
Yeah.
Right.
You mentioned that would do the same thing with boys. How would you treat them as a party? Would you do that for just boys?
Yeah, I do. I do offer boys, if people request. I think it's a little bit more difficult. That's why it's upon request. As far as like, I mean, I can't do an updo on them, but I offer color streaks, could spike their hair with gel, plan on doing like a fun little activity, like make their own sword or something.
Okay, so they get to be the knight at the kingdom.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or maybe theme it after baseball players or football players, or sports or something, or fishing. You know, something little boys would like to.
Yeah, something after the Packers.
Yeah.
Green and gold stripes.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, but what you've got here is a family salon.
Correct.
You cater to the adults, and you also do a great job with the kids. Yep. Why would anybody go anywhere else for a haircut?
Right.
You know,
so yeah, you cover the whole. That was the other thing, was when I first talked to you, was the idea of that kind of a model that goes beyond just the single. How did you arrive at that model? I know you said you had a little background in that, but how did you come up with the idea of putting all those together?
Well, like I said, I did work in a kid's salon for about 4 or 5 years. So it was something I'm good at. I enjoy it. I'm passionate about. And then, like I said, I'm a Christian, so that's important for me to incorporate as far as how I am, how like morally or whatever, how treat people. And then I kind of wanted to expand it, you know, as far as I didn't want it to feel like, well, I wanted a special place for kids, but I wanted kind of like a special place for families. So I didn't want to make anybody feel excluded. So even the way I designed it and it's decorated in there is for catering to families and kids.
Describe your color theme inside the salon. What is that? Is there a lot of window space and a lot of light coming in? There is
a lot of window space. I'm actually going to be moving into a different suite.
Okay.
It's kind of a long story, but I'm moving into a different suite, and the suite that I'm going to be moving into is comprised mostly of glass block. And it actually looks kind of like the tower of a castle. It's phenomenal. My colors are kind of royal colors, royal purples, royal blues. It's kind of whimsical, decorated whimsical. I've hidden little innuendos to different princesses in there and stuff. So,
okay.
Tell us again, what is your email address?
Yep, it's kingdomcutswi@gmail.com.
And your website?
www.kingdomcutswi.com.
And you're also active on Facebook?
Correct.
Good. Well, we're talking to Jessica this morning. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll give out that phone number one more time. If you have a question, please call in. It sounds like a fun place to bring your family, for your kids, for a haircut. It really does. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're going to wrap up our show here this morning. The last 5-6 minutes or so, our phone number is 281-1150. We're listening to Jessica Netfill. We're learning about her business called Kingdom Cuts out in the mall area. 281-1150 if you have a question for Jessica. She's got a great business model here, family haircuts, and focus on kids, and it's Christian-based. Randy, you had a question you wanted to open up with?
You were just saying when we were off the air, the preference as far as working with children versus adults and so on, and how you feel about working with kids.
It's really exciting for me. It's fun. They just enjoy it so much, and they're so appreciative that sometimes it's just, fulfilling. That sounds maybe...
Yeah, and we had talked a little bit too about back in the good old days when going to get your haircut was for the little boys especially terrifying. How is that in your model? Does that work?
Yeah, what's the difference between a girl and a boy getting a haircut?
Yeah,
I will say that boys tend to be I think a little bit more hesitant to get their haircut, mm-hmm. but I try to do everything I can to make them feel comfortable. You know, I give them time to kind of acclimate. Mm-hmm. You know, I have the TV. I put on their favorite program if it's available. You know, just start real slow.
It's like going shopping. Yeah. Boys know what they want. They want to go in and get it and get out. Women want to browse and shop around.
Yeah.
And ladies like to fix their hair, and men just like get a cut. Get out of there.
No, and the other thing about your products is concerned, the one unique product you have is that birthday party. And so how long do those last?
2 hours.
2 hours for that program. Okay, that's a great idea. So,
and it's like 6 girls, you said, in a birthday?
6 girls, yep. 6 girls, like I said, updo, polish. For the princess package, they get to take home a tiara. I also I provide dresses. For them to dress up in.
They're princess dresses.
Yeah.
You even
dresses.
Provide the dresses?
Yes, I do. I provide
so they can they can act it out.
Yeah.
Wow. Randy.
What more could you ask for?
You have a granddaughter.
Yeah, I know.
I've got 6 granddaughters.
Uh-huh.
I think we're going to have granddaughters out of Kingdom Cuts here.
It's going to work.
I'll come to your birthday party if you come to my birthday party.
You look very good with a tiara. I can see that.
You go first. I want to see the lipstick.
Anyway.
So where again are you located, Jessica?
Right next to Vandewalls in the old Uffenbecks across the street from Eklund's by the
and,
mall.
And you have a phone number, you have a web page, and a Facebook.
Correct. Yep. My phone number is 920-574-4192. My website is www.kingdomcutswi.com. And my Facebook is facebook.com/kingdomcutswisalon.com. And cuts is with a K.
Okay.
And your hours are on your Facebook page.
Correct. My hours are
on. Because you got a little staggered hours. You closed on Wednesdays and Sundays, I think.
Yep, Wednesdays and Sundays.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Well, we're just about to that point in the program, Jessica, where we ask you for a biz tip. What's your little piece of wisdom that you want to offer to people out there who are starting a business like you did?
Yep. I guess my tip would be just to not give up, no matter how discouraged you feel or frustrating it can be. You can, no matter where you are in your life, you can achieve it if you just don't give up and keep trying. So,
okay.
Well, I think in support of that, you mentioned several times you're a Christian and your mm-hmm. business is modeled on a Christian approach.
Correct.
God draws straight with crooked lines.
That, yes, he does.
And so sometimes he throws a curveball at us and we just have to figure out where it's going and
yep.
and follow the leader, enjoy the journey and work our way through those issues, those challenges.
Yes, exactly.
And with like any new business, Jessica, probably one of the challenges you're facing is how do we get the word out there? How
yep.
to get the volume, get the people coming in the store? But I can't imagine moms out there with little girls who wouldn't want to consider
mm-hmm.
at least going out and visiting Kingdom Cuts for the yep. wonderful experience and memories that will be there for the little girls.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, a lady who's got three girls of her own, she's got a passion for little kids' haircuts. Boys and girls, she'll cut what's left of my hair. She'll cut Randy's hair. You just cut hair.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And have fun doing it.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
And you mentioned you're moving into a new part of the building.
Yep, it's the same.
Talk on that because you mentioned the glass block.
Yeah, it's the same building, just a different suite, and the suite is comprised mostly of glass blocks. So it's just gorgeous, and the glass blocks almost look. Like a tower, the way it's set
like
up.
Like a princess tower.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Who is the princess in the tower?
Rapunzel.
Whose
Rapunzel, let down your hair.
Yeah. I mean, this is great. What a great theme
keep
for
it. You'll get them all eventually.
Having fun getting your hair cut. Take your kids out to Kingdom Cuts and have a great time. Great memories for the kids. And you probably allow pictures, too, right?
Yep, definitely.
Little movies, videos?
Yeah, things? Whatever
Especially
they
want. With the parties?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Randy, we've got... your event there?
Well, I'd like to take a real quick announcement.
30 seconds.
If you're involved in doing something this afternoon, there's an organization called the Fox River Environmental Education Alliance. They are located on the off of the intersection of Wisconsin Avenue and Ballard Road, and they're having the Fox River Celebration
it's
right
the
on the river.
It's the old Monte Alverno Retreat House.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're invited to come on out. They have all kinds of activities, including magic shows, all of that kind of good stuff for the entire family.
Super.
So it'll be well worth going out to.
Jessica, thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Great to have you on the show today.
Thank you.
Good luck with your business.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.